Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has blessed us, shined his mercy upon us, to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And I thank the Creator for allowing us to come before you with his great, holy, and exalted words. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All you're going to get is the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He is our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us this great opportunity to bring to you his divine and holy and exalted words of truth. Tonight, we will be discussing part 3 as well as part 4 of the instructions of captivity. The scriptures teach us in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, the 8th verse, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. And so, little do we know that many of our problems in life is because we don't have vision. Vision is the thing that gives you the ability not just to see things, but visions give you the ability to see things that are in the dark, things that are not commonly known. And when you don't have vision, it's almost impossible to see your way through life, through things, problems, issues. In Yahweh, give us the vision of life. But what we try to do, we try to go by our own vision and not the vision of Yah. And this has been a grave mistake and error on our part. And tonight we're talking about the visions of Yah. What do Yahweh envision for you in captivity? And what are the instructions of captivity? That's why the scriptures say, but happy is he that keep the law. For the word law means instructions. That's what it means. And we need instructions. We need divine instruction. As a matter of fact, we need divine intervention. And Yahweh will give us that if we follow his instructions. And the very first thing that Yahweh wants us to do is humble ourselves. You'll read this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, where the Creator said, if my people and no other Elohim, no other book taught this way. Only Yahweh and only Yahweh's book will have this type of saying, because this is how he talked to his people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, number one, you got to humble yourself. And we talked about that. We talked about the significance of humility. Moses did it. And how did Moses humble himself? The scriptures say Moses is the meekest man on earth. And let me tell you, one of the things that Moses did, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And as a result of fasting 40 days and 40 nights, not only did the Creator do away with the sin and the iniquity of the children of Israel, Yahweh did away with the sin and iniquity of Aaron, who built a golden calf for the children of Israel, all because of Moses' humility. So what will Yahweh do for your humility? We've been crying out to people, letting them know all over the world that we have entered into a covenant. For the scriptures say, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. You read this in the book of Psalms 50, the fifth verse. And this is what we did. We enter into a covenant to fast 40 days, and after the 40 days, 40 nights. Yes. Because we believe Yah. We believe the word of Yah, and we believe what Yahweh has told his people through his word, that he will return unto this place that we have been scattered. But when he returns, he will return with his anger. And Yahweh is justified in his anger. And I'm going to show you how justified Yahweh is. And we believe Yah. We believe not only he's justified, but he will return. But he's going to return with his anger. Therefore, Yahweh has put it upon our spirit to humble ourselves, as he stated in his word, through fasting. 40 days and 40 nights. So this is what we will do. And we're asking our brothers and sisters that is like-minded, that the Spirit will call them to do in like manner. And if you don't want to do that, please find your sacrifice that you deem Yahweh thinks is acceptable. We chose to fast because Yahweh said, broken spirit and contrite heart, Yahweh won't despise. The quickest way to get your heart right, just fast for a little while. Afflict yourself and see what it does to the heart. And see what it removes from the heart. So this is what we are doing. The second thing that Yahweh instructed his people to do once they find humility, and that is to pray. A lot of people think just because they're calling out to Yah, they're crying out to Yah, that Yahweh is hearing them. And this is not the case at all. And I'm going to show you that. But you want to pray to Yahweh once you humble yourself. And you want to cry out to Yahweh, because Yahweh hears the cry of the humble. And why? Because the humble shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. So Yahweh do want you to pray. And Yahweh will only hear prayers from certain people. And you have to learn what type of person that Yahweh will accept your prayer from. But that's the second thing, number two. And we're going to discuss part three and part four tonight. The instructions of captivity. That's what these are. This is what we're supposed to do when we find ourselves scattered in our enemy's land. And you want to ask yourself, are you doing this? Well, the third and fourth thing Yahweh told us in his instructions, number three, is to seek my face. And number four, and turn from your wicked ways. This is number three and four. And what did Yahweh mean when he said, seek my face? Well, let me show you what Yahweh meant so you can understand. Yahweh told us we got to get a sense and the meaning of his word. And oftentimes people praying, but they're not seeking Yahweh's face. They just saying some things, and they closing their eyes, and they're bound their hands, and they got their hands stretched forth. But are you seeking Yahweh's face? Watch what the scripture says. I want you to see some things. First, in the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, I want you to see this. And what are we discussing? Where there's no vision, the people perish. You got to have vision. What are you doing every day? Are you doing these things? Are you working on these things? Are you working on your path to Yahweh? Or has every day become vain? Do you see where you're going? Because doing these seven things have an expected outcome, a good outcome, a righteous outcome. And watch what it says. Deuteronomy 5. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And Moshe called all Israel and said to them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. Yahweh, our Elohim, made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. Yahweh talked with you face to face in the mount, out of the midst of the fire. Did you hear that? It said Yahweh talked to us face to face. There was no intercessor. There was no middleman. There was no third party. Yahweh spoke to us, and we answered Yahweh. This is what Yahweh did. Because Yahweh didn't want everything to be from a third party or from a middleman. So Yahweh came down, pillar of a cloud, on the mount. And we heard his voice. And he spoke to us out of the midst of the fire. And we can see that fire, and we can see that cloud, and we heard his voice. And since Yahweh spoke to us face to face, it was Yah desires that we seek his face. And let me show you, the righteous always seek the face of the Most High. Let me show you this. In the book of Psalm 27. Since we see Yahweh spoke to us face to face, how do we suppose to speak to him? Well, he wants us to seek his face. But watch what it says. In the book of Psalms 27. Now remember, these are the instructions of captivity. This is what you do when you're in the land of your enemies. And watch what it says. Psalms 27, 7 verse. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you say it, watch what Yahweh said. Seek you my face. My heart said to you, your face, Yahweh, will I seek. Watch the 9th verse. Hide not your face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. And did not we tell you that Yahweh is returning with his anger? You have been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Elohim, of my salvation. Yahweh says, seek my face, and it's his face we must seek. But what do that mean, to seek the face of the Most High? Well, the word seek means to look for, to find out, to watch for. And if you seeking the face of Yahweh only can mean one thing and one thing only, that you know that Yahweh is watching, looking, and can see all that you do, and that his face is upon you and upon your ways and upon your doings. Because if you seek his face, then how can you then do the things that you do, knowing you seeking his face? You're going to still act haughty after you saw his face? You're going to still show pride after you saw his face? You still going to commit the great wickedness and sins and abominations that you do after seeking his face? This is why Yahweh wants you to be sincere in heart. He know in the scriptures where it says, no man can see my face and live. He know that's in the book. He put it there. But the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. But with all thy getting, get understanding. The scripture said Moses talk with Yahweh face to face as a man speaking unto his friend. And let me show you that. In the book, in the verse, in Exodus 33, this is what it says. In the 11th verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face. Well, how is that? As a man speaks to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Yehoshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. So This is how Yahweh spoke to Moses. And this is how Yahweh desired to speak to you if you seek his face. And for some reason, our people are not seeking Yahweh's face. Look what it says in the book of 1 Chronicles 16. As I said before, the righteous, they sought the face of the Most High, because then Yahweh knew that if you will seek his face, then you will seek his presence. And if you sought his presence, then it only could mean that you want to stand before him and you got something to say to him. Since you saw my face, here I am. What do you have to say? Seek his face. Watch what it says. 1 Chronicles 16, 10 and 11 verse. Glory you in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. And I don't know what everybody else teach, but I know we've been going around to the various cities all over the country telling our people they got to seek Yahweh. And if you seek him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, that he will be found of you. And 11 verse says, seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually. Not one time, not two times, but constantly. Continually seek his face. Because the more you seek his face, the more you will stop acting like a fool. That's like somebody always want to see the principal. Why you always want to see the principal? Well, what's the problem with seeing the principal? I ain't in no trouble. I ain't did nothing wrong. I just want to talk. I just want to learn. I just want to grow. And this is the third thing that Yahweh wants you to do. Why is this the third thing? Because when you seek Yahweh's face, the scripture says, the third commandment says, take not the name of Yahda Elohim in vain, for Yah will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. So when you're seeking the face of Yahweh, you undoubtedly seeking his name. Why would Yahweh let you see his face without seeing his, knowing his name? So it means a lot when you seek the face of the Most High. And Yahweh had an adversary that would challenge you. He would challenge you to your face, so to speak. But he would challenge you nevertheless. And this is how he challenged one of the most righteous men in the scriptures. And his name was Job. And let me show you how Job was challenged. And all you have to do is ask yourself, what would you do? And watch what it says. In the book of Job, the first chapter, we're dealing with the third thing, seek my face. And watch what it says. Let's start at the 9th verse. Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Does Job fear Elohim for nothing? Have not you made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face, Yahweh." That's what Job will do. He will curse you to your face. So what is Satan saying? What is he saying to Yahweh? He's saying Job will stand there and do what he knows is wrong. Because that's when you curse Yahweh to his face. You will sit there and you will do what you know Yahweh despise, what you know Yahweh hate, what you know Yahweh do not desire. And you would think, after doing so, that every man sin. Well, Yahweh know my heart. Well, Yahweh do know your heart. He know you will curse him to his face. That's what he know. You will sit there. That's like somebody just doing something blatantly. You mean to tell me you gonna go right in the safe right in front of my face? You gonna steal from me right in front of my face? You gonna lie to me to my face? You gonna do this right in my face? And this is what Yahweh has to say to us. You're going to sit right there and do that right there. You're just going to break this habit right in my face. You're going to lie right there in my face. You're going to act like a fool right there in my face. But of course, in the case of Job, what did Job do? Well, let me show you what Job did. And you'll find written 20th verse, same chapter, first chapter. Then Job arose, tore his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, worshiped, and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return there. Yahweh gave, Yahweh has taken away. Bless the name of Yahweh. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Elohimly foolishly." In other words, Job refused to curse Yahweh to his face, even though Satan was confident that Job would do this thing. Just like Satan is confident that you will curse Yahweh to his face. You won't seek his face, you will curse his face. Furthermore, in Job, the second chapter, and watch what it says, fourth and fifth verse. And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life." In other words, let a man get sick. "But pull forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." Is this what you will do? Because this is what Satan said Job would do. And let me show you what Job did. Before I show you what Job did, watch what his wife did in the ninth verse. Then said his wife to him, "Do you still retain your integrity? Curse Elohim and die." That's what his wife said. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of Elohim? And shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? He refused to curse Yahweh to his face. But Job continually sought the Most High, as many of us should be doing. We should be seeking Yah, not cursing Yah. All the curse have done is separated us from our Elohim. And let me show you this in the book of Isaiah 59. So when you go to, so when you're ready to cuss your husband out and don't regard him at all, just know you think you're cussing him out, but really you're cussing Yahweh out. Because Yahweh got to see and watch you cuss him out. And when you lashing out at your wife and putting your filthy little wicked hands on her because she won't listen to you, know for certain, for a surety, you think you're putting your hands on her. But little do you know, you don't put your hands on Yah. For Yahweh said, is there any evil in the city? And Yah has not done it. All the evil that you're going to find comes from the Most High. He just wants you to consider some things in a time of adversity. And this is what you don't want to do. And why? Because you refuse to seek his face. You're not following these instructions. In the book of Isaiah 59, the very first verse, behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. In other words, Yahweh can save you from all the problems that you encounter. You think you're saving yourself, but you're not. You think you got everything handled. You don't. You think you smart and wise enough to do this, and you're just not. Yahweh's hand is not showing that it cannot save. Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities has separated between you and your Elohim. And your sins have hidden his face from you, that he will not hear. So when you're in that fight with your husband and the husband with the wife, Yahweh not hearing that mess because of your iniquities. And when you broke and can't pay your bills, and you full of adversity, you think it's something else. But no, it's you. Yahweh has done this thing. And if Yahweh has done this thing, why can't he see that you broke? Why can't he see that you can't pay back? Why can't he see that you full of trouble? Well, he can. He can save you out of that. But it's your iniquities that has separated you from him. You must follow his instructions. It says in the third verse, for your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None call for justice, nor any plea for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. This is what's going on, brothers and sisters. We got to seek Yahweh's face. And all over the scriptures, I want you to see what Yahweh said. That we must do. For example, in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, because this is something that Yahweh said we were to do in the last days. Deuteronomy 4. And look what the Creator has to say. Well, let's start at the 27th verse. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations. And this is where we at. And you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you, and there you shall serve idols, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from there you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. And you got to learn how to seek Yahweh. And you can't seek Yahweh without seeking his face. Because then Yahweh knows that you understand that he's watching over you. He's watching over you. He's looking at you just like you're looking at him. And Yahweh, he knows the various different types of faces that one will seek. He knows the type of face that will seek him. He knows when you're seeking him versus whether you're doing something else. Now watch this. Show you what I mean. First place is in the book of Psalm 13. Show you what I mean. See, Yahweh is looking at your face. But why aren't you looking at his? In the book of Psalm 13, watch what it says. Psalm 13 and 1. How long will you forget me, O Yahweh? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? In other words, you calling upon Yahweh, but Yahweh not answering. You seeking him, but you're not finding him. And how do you know that? Because your trouble is still there. Your trouble is still behold you. Your trouble have not departed. Your vexation, you have not been saved from. And Yahweh knows. That's why he said, is my hand. My hand is not too short that I can't save. Nor is my ear too heavy that I can't hear. Yahweh can hear and Yahweh can save. But can you humble yourself and pray and seek his face? This is what Daniel said in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. Let me show you what he said. And I love this prayer of Daniel in the 9th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, and watch what it says in the 7th verse. Well, let's start at the 5th verse. I just want you to hear this prayer. We're going to start at the 4th verse. This is a prayer. And I prayed unto Yahweh my Elohim, made my confession, and said, O Yahweh, great and dreadful Elohim, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, unto them that keep his commandments. We have sinned. We have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments. Neither have we listened to your servants, the prophets, which spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs to you. But watch this. But to us, confusion of face as at this day. In other words, what is a confused face? A confused face is somebody don't know what the heck they doing. A confused face is a face that don't know what's going on. A confused face is somebody don't know what they talking about. And confusion of face belong unto us, to the men of Yehuda, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries where you have driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against you. O Yah, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. And to Yah, our Elohim, belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our Elohim, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. And our people be so bold and be so arrogant and be so prideful and haughty to say there's no prophets today. Well, that's what you want to believe. Confusion of faith belongs unto you. We must learn to seek Yahweh's face. Look what the Creator said in the book Second Chronicles 15. And what's going on? Our people worried about the wrong thing. See, if you're seeking Yahweh's face, then you won't worry about the face that's before you. See, even though Satan tempted Job, Job didn't fall for the okey-doke. Job was not bamboozled. Job was not tricked. And you got people that you can see standing before you, and you get tricked. They get you all angry and frustrated and flustered. What'd you think Spirit was trying to do anyway? Get you all out of pocket. Get you all messed up. Get you all out of the way and out of order. But if you seek Him, the face of Yah, you will know He's watching you. That's what it says. 2 Chronicles 15:1. And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear you me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you are with Him. And if you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you." Again, it's self-explanatory. This is nothing that we have to interpret. This is just something that we're telling you. Why do you think we are fasting 40 days and 40 nights? Because we know Yahweh is angry. And we know that we need divine intervention. And we know to get divine intervention, we must do divine things. So we fast 40 days and 40 nights. And if you would like to join us, join us. You count, you start your count when you start it. But let us humble ourselves before Yahweh. Let us pray to Yahweh. Let us seek His face. And number 4. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us turn from our wicked ways, which is number 4, because there is no praise in Yah until you turn from your wicked ways. Watch what the scriptures say about the wicked. I want you to see this, because I told you Yahweh is angry. And He's justified in His anger. Our people, they underestimate everything. You don't know how angry Yahweh is. And watch what the scriptures say in the book of Psalm 7. Because if you understood, just imagine, if you knew your father was angry at you, truly angry, what would you do before you had the meeting? Before you had to have that conversation with Him? Before you had to, and you knew you was wrong. What would you do? How would you approach Him? Well, your father is angry. Your father is very angry. And he's justified in his anger. And watch what it says. In the book of Psalm 7, the 11th verse, Elohim judges the righteous. And Elohim is angry with the wicked every day. And there's no one, there's no nation more wicked than Israel. Israel continually, constantly pointing a finger at other people. But whatever you point the finger at, whoever you point the finger at, your crimes are greater. Your wickedness is more abundantly. And Yahweh is angry with the wicked every day. So what would you do? To turn from your wickedness when you know when there's no doubt that you are wicked. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah 55. Now, if you're not wicked, don't fast. Don't fast. Don't pray. Don't do none of that. Because you're straight anyway. Watch what it says. Isaiah 55 and 6. Because this is the fourth thing, the fourth instruction that Yahweh will give us. Turn from your wicked ways. Isaiah 55 and 6. Seek you Yahweh while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. And this is what we're doing. As we fast, we're calling upon Yah. Not with a full belly. Not with a bunch of pollutions in us. We're calling upon Yahweh in the state of humility. And watch what it says. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what do we have to do? Turn from our wicked ways. We must forsake it. You don't just get angry because you can. No, you cease from anger and you forsake wrath. You don't just start talking about people just because you got a mouth. You don't treat anybody kind of way just because you can and you got hands and you can do evil. No, you got to forsake these things. The heart is wicked, desperately wicked. Above all things, who can know it? Don't let your heart deceive you. And thinking just because you can, you got feet, you can run to evil. Forsake these things. Cease from these things. Turn from your wicked ways. If you want to know how to do it, go to the book of Jeremiah 6. Because I don't want you to just hear a bunch of words. I want you to get the sense and the meaning of these instructions. And watch what it says, Jeremiah 6. And I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse, because this is how you turn from your wicked ways. It says, thus says Yahweh, stand you in the ways. What ways? He's going to tell you. And see, and ask for the old path. Don't ask me. Don't ask your mother and father. Ask Yahweh. Ask them for the old path. Where is the good way? Because you got to turn from your ways. And you got to ask for the old path where the good way is. And then it says, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But watch what it says. But they say, we will not walk therein. Yeah, They ain't going to walk. And why do they say we're not going to walk then? Because they're not even going to ask for the old path. Nor are they going to see. Nor will they stand in the way. They're not going to do none of these things. But that's where the good way is. That's where you're going to find rest for your souls. Watch what it says. Also, I've said, watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. And who are these watchmen? They call prophets. But you're not going to listen to them because they just a man. Watch what it says. But they say we will not listen. Therefore, hear you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. Behold, I will bring evil upon these people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. And that's going, heaven and earth is recording these things as we speak. So what is the fourth instruction? Turn. In other words, separate yourself. Because that's what happens when you turn. You separate yourself from evil things. Because evil things bring about evil ways. I know a lot of y'all hanging with people that don't keep the Sabbath day. What you think you're going to do? Just keep hanging with them. You hanging with people that smoking and drinking all the time. And what you think you going to do? You hanging with people that go club and want to party all the time. Well, what you think you going to do? You hanging with people going to gossip and slander other people and talk about other people. Well, what you think you going to do? Because you hanging with them. You're not separating yourself. And if you're not separating yourself, you're not turning from your wicked ways. These things go hand in hand. Watch what it says. In Jeremiah 7, since we read Jeremiah 6, let's look at Jeremiah 7 and watch what the Creator says here. First verse, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, stand in the gate of Yahweh's house and proclaim there this word. What word? And say, hear the word of Yahweh, all you of Yehuda, at these gates to worship Yahweh. Now watch what he says. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of Yahweh. The temple of Yahweh. The temple of Yahweh are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other idols to hurt you, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, forever and ever. Amen. Your ways. That's what Yahweh is looking for you to do. Just amend your ways. And it is your ways. It's not his ways. It is your ways that need to be amended. While you got all this adversity in your house, you got all this adversity in your life, you got all this adversity on your job, you got all this vexation and problems, sickness. It's only because you refuse to amend your ways. Watch this. In the book of Psalm 119. This is everybody. This is not just, this is everybody. Everybody got to amend their ways. In the book of Psalm 119, and watch what this says. And I'm going to read the 59th verse. Watch what this is. Psalms 119 and 59. I thought on my ways. In other words, what is the psalmist saying? I just sat there and just thought about myself. And I thought about the things I do when I wake up in the morning. I thought about that. I thought about when I go to get something to eat. I thought about that. I thought about when I walked amongst people. I thought about that. How do I behave? How do I act? Is my spirit pleasant? Is my spirit one that lifts people up and inspire people? But when I come around, is do I have a spirit that people don't want to be around? People don't even want to talk to? Spirit where people, just by you coming around, vex people, make people mad and angry. And every time you open up your mouth, it's something that ain't good. And even when you're saying something good, it don't even sound good. Because of your ways. Have you thought about your ways? How you deal with people? How you look to people? How you sound to people? Do you even care? Well, the psalmist cares. And watch what he said. On my ways and turn my feet unto your testimony. In other words, after he started thinking about himself, he quickly turned away from his ways. Because my goodness, man, that was ugly of me. I look ugly. I sound ugly. My thoughts are ugly. Man, let me stop doing this thing, man. I'm getting all frustrated and mad. My spirit is always jacked up. I can't speak to people properly. I can't deal with people. Man, let me run away from that. No, you won't say that. You will say, let me run away from people. I can't be around people. No, people can't be around you because of your ways. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto your testimony. I made haste, and they lay not to keep your commandments. Because that's what you're not doing. Turn from your wicked ways. Well, why is that so hard? What's the problem? You love being wicked? Is that why you just can't turn? Will you forsake your ways and your thoughts? Or will you succumb to your wicked ways and succumb to your evil thoughts? Watch what it says. Proverbs 16. What are we discussing? The instructions of captivity. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. People talking about they keep the law, but they ain't, there's no happiness in them. How are you going to keep the law, but every time I see you, you're complaining? Every time I see you, you're frustrated? Every time I see you, you're down? Every time I see you, you just got problems. You say you keep the law. The scripture says, but happy is he that keep the law. And somebody lying, and it ain't the law, so it must be you. Watch what it says. Proverbs 16. Starting at verse 1. The preparations of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. And watch the second verse. All the ways of a man clean in his own eyes. But Yahweh weigh the spirit. Scriptures say, try the spirit by the spirit. In other words, we want to see your spirit. And when we see your spirit, it's something that ain't right. And surely Yahweh can see your spirit. He the one made your spirit. Watch the seventh verse. When a man's ways, because we're talking about turning from your wicked ways. When a man's ways please Yahweh, because Yahweh pleased with you, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Ain't that beautiful? Even your enemies. And undoubtedly, our ways are not pleasing to Yahweh because our enemies steady shooting us down in the street. And we mad. Look what's happening in Chicago and New York and Cincinnati. In L.A. and all over this country, our people are being beat down, murdered, exploited, oppressed in every way. And we mad. But if your ways please Yahweh, he will make even your enemies at peace with you and our enemies. By no stretch of the imagination is at peace with us. And it's only because our ways turn from your wicked ways. Why you think we're fasting 40 days and 40 nights? Because we know we got to get ourselves together. We know we got to amend our ways. We know we got to turn from our wickedness. Watch the 25th verse. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man will tell you he's right all the time. And it seemed right. But all it is bringing death. That's all it is. And I know when a man seems so right to him and he feel like he's being blessed. But really, he's not. He's really being cursed. And when you're being cursed, you're dying. And all we got to do is what Yahweh told us. Turn from our wicked ways. Let me show you this, because this will happen. This is something that is prophesied in the future. This will take place. And you'll find it in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. Now imagine, this will happen. Only going to happen to certain people. People that get it. People that actually really get it. They understand what Yahweh is saying. Because this will not happen to the wicked. Because the wicked don't care anyway. But watch what this says. I just want you to see this. And you'll find it in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And we're going to start reading a lot of people. We're going to teach on this scripture, this chapter, because a lot of our people had us wrong and they being misled by their leaders. And the scripture said the leaders cause the people to err, and those that are led of them are destroyed. So we're going to have to teach on this. But nevertheless, this is the point that I'm trying to make to you. And we're going to start reading at 33 and watch what it says. As I live, says Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered. With a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. Are you listening to the words that Yahweh said he would do? Yeah, you're coming out, but it's with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the land. No, it didn't say nothing about bringing you into the land yet. It said, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. And there will I plead with you face to face. Now, since you didn't seek my face, now we got to deal face to face with our maker. Like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yahweh. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will, watch this, 38 verse. Even though we're in the wilderness of the people, we're not in the land, we're not at home. Even though Yahweh said he was going to take us out, we're still not at home. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they dwell, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And as for you, O house of Israel, thus says Yahweh, go you, serve you everyone his idol. And hereafter also, if you will not listen unto me, but pollute you my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them. There will I require your offerings, the first fruits of your oblations, with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet Savior when I bring you out from the people, gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, country for which I lifted up my hand to give it unto your fathers. Now watch this. This is the verse that I want you to see so you can understand what Yahweh wants you to do concerning turning from your wicked ways. Verse 43. And there shall you remember your ways. Remember, all of the rebels are purged out. All the wicked is gone. The only people that's left are people that Yahweh allowed to go to the land. And watch what he do to them. He said, and there you shall remember your ways and all your doings wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. In other words, the things that you don't want to stop doing today is the very things that Yahweh going to have you to remember, and you're going to loathe yourself. And you can do it now. All you have to do, as the psalmist said, as I thought on my ways, testimonies of Yahweh. Just think about your ways and think how crooked your ways are. 44th verse. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I work with you for my holy name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, says Yahweh. Why do you think Yahweh said he will have to make the crooked things straight? And there's a lot of crooked things that have to be straightened out. But we have to first start with humbling ourselves. Number two, then we can pray. Because then Yahweh will hear. He hears the cry of the humble. Number three, and as we pray, seek his face that he can see you, all of you. And then he will allow you to see all of him. And number four, leave that prayer and seeking Yahweh because you found him, and turn from your wicked ways. Turn, action, and not lip service. How long will you refuse to obey Yahweh and his instructions? These are the instructions of captivity. Let me show you this. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. The 14th verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Two, seek my face. Three, turn from their wicked ways. Four, then I will hear from heaven. Five, forgive their sin. Six, and will heal their land. Seven. That's all we got to do, brothers and sisters. And we will deal with our five, six, and seven tomorrow. Let us enter into a covenant with Yahweh. Let us fast before Yahweh. Let us humble ourselves before Yahweh before it's too late. Yahweh has a clock and it's ticking. It's ticking fast. And time is running out. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you and so do I. Shalom. Yeah.
so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.